Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul says, I've been so encouraged by these verses as I've been thinking about them yesterday and especially this morning, and realized it's exactly what I need for a challenge that I'm facing. I needed this message. And it's Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So what does this mean to me? Well, it's this amazing, combination that here I've been crucified with Christ. I've surrendered my life to Christ. That means I've put to death the flesh and the desires thereof, and I've chosen to live by faith in the Son of God, who, it goes on to say, who loves me and has given himself for me. So, it's on the one hand, it's like, wait a minute, you died to yourself, but yet you're alive? Yeah. It's like, I'm dead to the flesh. When I surrendered my life to Christ, I said, no longer my will, but you've created me. I want your plan for my life. I want to live for you. So the flesh I've put to death and said, nope, that's no longer the old man, no longer my old ways, but I want to live for Christ is who I'm living for. And in fact, it brings a new life, a life that is so much greater. It reminds me of the lyrics of this song. In fact, I posted it on the blog. And so I want to encourage you, go to beacatalyst.com and click on Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, and you'll see a link to the YouTube and to the lyrics by I Am Crucified with Christ by Phillips Craig and Dean. And it's amazing. He talks about, it really just sums it all up beautifully. You got to hear it. That while I'm dead, I'm alive to Christ, and I've never been more alive. And I live this new life. I live this life day by day by day by faith in the Son of God who loved me and has given everything for me. So, how does this play out in my life? I'm reminded, as I've been dealing with something this week, some stress, some challenges, right? Like you all have, we all have. And, dealing with some struggle, with a little bit of conflict with somebody that, I feel like they're getting a little bit of an attitude, and I'm struggling with, I want to get an attitude also, and I'm sure I have. And I'm hearing this message and it's saying, hey, Josh, you're dead. A dead man doesn't get worked up about how he feels like somebody might be handling him or treating him or somebody's attitude, or I have a right to say this, or I have a right to say that, or don't get an attitude with me. It's like, no, a dead person, it's just that doesn't even affect him. He's like, but at the same time that I'm dead to that, like, I'm alive in Christ. And who is it that lives through me? It's the person who gave everything for me and gave his life on the cross and said, I came not to be served, but to serve. That's who's alive in me. And so it's like, as I'm thinking about this, it's like changing the whole attitude. It's like, it's not even like, well, I know I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. So I got to do this. It's like, oh my gosh, like, this is awesome. Like, the man, Christ living in me, that side of me. Oh my gosh, this is a shower of love. It's like, hey, I want to make this experience the best it could possibly be for this other person. And so anyway, it's convicting me, it's encouraging me, it's challenging me. Y'all, we're dead to the flesh. There's none of that's coming out in our marriage and our kids. And when it does, we got to boom, put that stomp on it and put it out, because that's the old man. But you're alive to Christ. And listen to that lyrics, listen to that song, and see if it doesn't just fire you up, encourage you. And yes, you may need to hear it every day. That's okay. You may want to hear it every single day, over and over and over, whenever that old man rears up and you got to put it to death. Say, nope, I already made that decision once. And so you're done. You're out. Bye. I'm alive to Christ. And I got this, and it's awesome because he loves me and he gave himself for me. All right, now let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would just help me just continually put to flesh the old man and the desires thereof and the flesh that wants to come out and demand my rights or what I should say or what I have a right to say or right to do. And Father, I pray that I'd just it'd be dead and I'd be living for you and I'd be living by faith and I trust you that no, I cannot do it. I cannot do it on my own. I can't muster up the strength to do it, but I can by faith in you, who the Son of God, who loves me so much and gave himself for me. Thank you, Jesus. So help me live differently. Amen. And now if this episode has encouraged you, please, you know, leave your feedback, leave a comment on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And feel free to check out my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day as you live by faith in the Son of God who loves you so much. God bless.